While both Team Foundation Server and Visual Studio Team Services provide easy-to-use backlogs and boards that allow us to manage and create work items, there's no easy way to visualize relationships between a variety of work items. Here's where the Work Item Visualization extension comes in. Let's head over to the Visual Studio Marketplace, and you'll see I've found the Work Item Visualization extension. I'll go ahead and choose to install it. I'll select my account and click Continue. The extension needs a few read permissions, which I'm happy to grant, so I'll click Confirm to continue. Now that the extension has been installed, you can open any work item and choose Visualize in the context menu. Let's give it a try now. You'll see that the work item is shown along with all related work items. The lines show the nature of the relationship between the shown work items. If you want to update one of the work items shown or open it to find out more information, you can simply right-click the work item and choose Open in New Tab. As you would expect, a new browser tab is open and the work item is shown. You can quickly switch back to visualization once you've done what you needed to do with the work item. As you may imagine, the tree can get quite large for real-world projects. This is where the overview map comes in particularly handy. This interactive window allows you to quickly and easily move around large tree views. You can also see that there is a zoom in and zoom out option. They're zoom to 100% and fit to screen buttons to make things easier for you. While I quite like the left to right tree view that you see here, you can easily change to the top to bottom view if you prefer. Another handy feature in this extension is the ability to add annotations to the visualization. You can enter the text you want to display and choose the size, shape, and which work item to link the annotation to, as you can see right here. If you no longer want the annotation, simply right-click and choose Remove. The final button on the toolbar here allows you to export the visualization as an image. This creates the image file and displays it in a new tab. From here, you can save the image and add it to emails or documentation as you see fit. Over to the right, you have a few more features available to you. You have the ability to save your visualization and give it a name. You can then easily return to the same visualization at a later time to review or edit the view. If you no longer require the visualization, it's a simple task to remove a saved visualization. Lastly, you can find a particular work item by ID and change the filter to display more information. We'll choose all to see what's available. Notice that we can track this down to change sets and files within those change sets. Now, having toured the various features of the Work Item Visualization extension, I'm sure you'll agree that this is a great extension to add to your TFS server or VSTS account.